You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Mishnah in Masechta Menachos has a machlokes what the word tamid means. What does it mean that the lechem hapanim is on the shulchan tamid? Does tamid mean always, every single minute? Or does tamid mean consistently, every day and every night? The chachamim hold, the Tanakama, tamid means always. As you're pulling out the old lechem hapanim, you're slipping in the new lechem hapanim. It has to be, literally, the shulchan has to have lechem hapanim on it. Tamid, literally, tamid means always. That's the chachamim. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says that tamid means all the time. It doesn't mean always. And therefore, if you take out the lechem hapanim, but before the end of the day, you put in the new lechem hapanim, that's also mekayim, lechem hapanim lefanai tamid. And based on that machlaikis, the Gemara extends that to the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. And that's the second Marah Makayim. Let's read together from the fifth line in the second Marah Makayim. Amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami says, Midvarav shal Rabbi Yossi, from the words of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi says that tamid does not mean every minute. Tamid means to make sure to do it every day and every night. So Nilmaid, we can learn afilu leishana adam el perek echod shachris uperek echod arvis kiei mitzvais layamosh sefer atayra hazemi picha. If somebody learns Torah, perek echod in the morning, a perek echod at night, he's mekayim the mitzvah that the Torah says that the Torah should never leave your mouth. That's also an inyan of tamid. The Torah should never leave your mouth. And yet, if you learn in the morning and you learn in the night, That's that inyan of Timidius, that constant Talmud Torah, because I did the morning and the night, just like the Lechem HaPanim, as long as it's there in the morning and in the night. The Gemara goes on and takes it to the next level. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, Afilu Leikara Odom Elokriya Shema Shachris V'Harvis. We have a Talmud Torah that we do in davening. We say Shema in the morning and at night. Even if a person just says Kriya Shema in the morning and in the evening, Kiyem lo yomush. And then there's a little bit of a machlek as if it's a good idea to tell this to Amaratzim. It's a good idea for them to know this way out of lo yomush. He says, V'davar ze osur lo imrei b'fnei am ha'aretz. Rava omar mitzvah lo imrei b'fnei am ha'aretz. It's not for now. It's an interesting machlekes. When you have an out like that, you have a way out that someone could learn so easily, v'imakayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is it advisable to tell the Am HaAretz that, or is maybe dafka not advisable? And then the Gemara tells us a story. The Gemara says that the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Shmuel a shayla. Sha'al ben Dama ben Achoy Seisha Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Shmuel. And this ben Dama was apparently a very, very smart guy. And he said, "Kegoyin ani, what about me? Shalomaditi kol ha-Torah kula. I already completed. I learned the entire Torah. There's nothing left to teach me. I got it. Mahu lilmoid chachmas yavana. So now I want to branch out. It's well known that among the nations that Yavon, that Greece had tremendous chachma. I finished with the chachmas ha-Torah. I already know it all. Lomaditi kol ha-Torah kula. Now I want to learn chachmas yavanas." So Rabbi Shmuel told him, "Kara olav amikra azeh la yomosh sefer atayr azeh mipicha vehagisa b'yayim v'layla." And he said, "It says that you should not stop learning Torah. You should learn Torah by day and by night." Said Rabbi Shmuel to his nephew, "If you can find a time, it's not day, and it's not night, so go ahead and learn Chochmas Yevonis." But obviously, meaning to say that, since every moment of our lives is either day or night, you don't have time to learn Chachmas Yevonos. You have to be learning the Chachmas HaTorah. Seyu b'day, go and check. Sha'a she'eina lo'yman ha'yoyim v'lo'yman ha'layla u'lamayid ba'chachmas Yevonos. So what comes out from this is that if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, seemingly, so that in the mitzvah to learn Torah is to learn a little bit during the day and a little bit at night. Perek echad shachris, perek echad arvis. If you hold like the chachamim, that tamid means literally always, So then that would be like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, who says there's not a moment of the day that's not accounted for. And there's not a moment of the night that's accounted for, that's not accounted for. You have to learn by Yoyim or by Laila. It would seem that if you would say to only learn a little bit in the morning and a little bit in the night, you're going like Shitas Rabbi Yaisi. And if you say that, like Rabbi Yishmael, that one must learn all day and all night, you're going like the Shita of the Chachamim. If you look ahead a little bit, there's a Ran in Nedarim, it's number 9. There's a Ran in Nedarim where the Ran brings this Gemara. The Gemara in Nedarim quotes this idea that you could just say Kriya Shema in the morning, say Kriya Shema in the evening, and you're Mekayim the mitzvah l'yama shatayra azeh mipicha. And the Ran says that it's not kahalacha. He doesn't paskin that way. If you look at the second line, it's important words to see. He says, "Chayiv kol adam lilmay tamid yoyim v'layla kefi kaychay." The reality is, the Ran says, that a person is obligated to learn always, day and night, to the extent that he's able to. And this Kriya Shma Shachris Harvis, he does not hold of. And the Gra in Shulchan Aruch says the reason that he doesn't hold of it, you can look ahead at number 11, the Gra is Sifkatan Vav. On Ubishas Adchak, it says, K'Rab Yochanan Sham, and then he brings the Gemara in Nedarim, and he says, V'ein das Haran Kein. The Ran does not hold of this idea that you could just say Kriya Shma in the morning and Kriya Shma in the evening. Why? Because the Ran holds that Allah is not like Rabbi Yaisi. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. We paskin like the Chachamim. The Lechem HaPanim had to always be on the Shulchan. And if we paskin that the Lechem HaPanim had to always be on the Shulchan, then that means by extension that we have to learn Torah always. It's the same concept of Tamid, La Yamish. If you'll hold like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, then you have to hold like Rabbi Yaisi. The problem is with this is the Rambam. The Rambam clearly paskins like the Chachamim in Hilchos Tamidin and Musafim. The Rambam says clearly that the Lechem HaPanim needs to be on the Shulchan always. And yet, the Rambam paskins by Hilchos Talmud Torah not that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah paskins. He says a person is chayiv to learn Torah. Everyone is chayiv in Talmud Torah. Bein ani, bein osher, bein shalom begufay, abal yisurim, abal isha ubanim. And the Lashon HaRambam is, I have it here, number 5. The Lashon HaRambam is, chayiv lekvaya loy zman leTalmud Torah. A person is obligated to set aside a time for learning. Bayoyim ubalayla. During the day and at night, shenemar v'higisa b'yoyman b'layla. This is very problematic. The Rambam paskins that tamid means literally always. That's what the Rambam paskins when it comes to the lechem haponim. And yet the Rambam holds that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is to be kaveya zman. That's not all day and all night. That's likvaya zman, to be kaveya a time during the day, and to be kaveya a time at night. This is the Lecha Mishnah's kasha on the Rambam.
Did you say how much time?
He doesn't say what kaveya zman. Maybe we'll get back to that, but he doesn't say. But clearly it's not the whole day, because then you don't need a kaveya zman. So that's our first question for today. What is the pshan in this Rambam?
Maybe it's somebody who can't do it all day. We still have to be kaveya zman. If she picks.
So we're going to get back to that, but we have to still understand how that fits into a pasuk that says la yamish. How does that fit into tamid? We're certainly going to go down that road, but let's see how that can work out in the pasuk. There's another issue here, a very significant issue, and this is a kasha that the Keren Oira and Masechta Menachos asks. The Maratz Chiyas and Masechta Brachos asks, and that's a famous sugya in Masechta Brachos about our obligation to learn Torah. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Hayom Beis and Brachos brings a machlokes Rabbi Yishmael and Rav Shimon bar Yochai about the meaning of the words in the second parasha of Kriya Shema, the Osafta Digonecha, where the Torah tells us that we should work. The Torah tells us we should take care of our fields. The Osafta Digonecha v'siroishcha v'yitzarecha. And Rabbi Yishmael says that don't think that Layamish means that you're learning day and night, because it says ve'osafta digonecha. You have to take time out for your parnasa. So Rabbi Yishmael says, Haneg bahem minig derech eretz. You have to take time, you have to do what you got to do, and learn the other times. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, if you're going to do that, there's not going to be any time left to learn. You know how it gets. In Adam Chayresh v'shas Charisha, and Zareya v'shas Zriya, and Kaitzer v'shas Tzira, and so on and so forth. Taira matehe olel. So Rabbi Yishmael says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that when Klal Yisrael is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, they will have the bracha that melachta nasis al yedei acherim, and they should devote all their time to Talmud Torah. The osafta digonecha is a bidiyevet situation of ein oisin ritzainai shel makim. Rabbi say, not only is this a kasha, but it's a kasha on every front. Rabbi Yishmael, we started with, told his nephew, if you could find a minute that's not day and not night, then you could learn Chachmas Yevanis. Meaning there is no time at all to do anything else besides the Talmud Torah. And that's the Rabbi Yishmael who said, no, don't take Rabbi Yomash literally. You have to take time to work. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that Rabbi Yochanan quoted, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, just say Kriya Shema in the morning and Kriya Shema at night. That Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is saying, Torah matehe olel. What's going to be with the Torah? You have to learn Yom HaVelayla. What's going on here? I want to mention a tesis in Masech de Brachis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It's the 12th Maramok, and right before the end, if you want to see it inside. But tesis asks Akasha about the bracha on Talmud Torah. We make a bracha. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, and it has a bracha. We say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Now, Taisus compares it, let's say, to Yeshiva Sukkah. A person sits down in his sukkah in the morning to eat breakfast. He makes a bracha Leishet BaSukkah. He gets up, he leaves, he comes back, he sits down to lunch, he makes another bracha Leishet BaSukkah. He gets up, he leaves, he comes back for dinner, he makes another Leishet BaSukkah. We don't do that when it comes to learning Torah. We make a bracha Birchas HaTorah one time in the morning, and then we could leave, and come back. We don't make another Birchas HaTorah. Then we leave again and come back, even if it's many hours later. We don't make a separate bracha on the Torah right before we do the mitzvah. And Tosfos says the reason is because Torah is different. She'enoi miya'esh daitai. A person never is fully detached from Torah. The kol shah adam achuyev lilmud, because a person is really has the chiyav of Talmud Torah all the time. So he says it's as if you're sitting and learning all day. It's as if someone is sitting and learning and he takes a short break. So we understand he doesn't make another bracha. He's in the middle of the mitzvah. Tosfos says when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because it's a mitzvah that's all day, so every time we come back to it, we were just in the middle of the mitzvah. It's the zman of the mitzvah. The zman is all day. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yaina, on the Rif, they ask Akasha on this Tosfos. And they say, let's think about other mitzvahs. There are other, Torah is not the only mitzvah that applies all day. Tzitzis, all day. Tefillin is all day. Okay, we don't wear tefillin all day, but in the times of Chazal, they did wear tefillin all day. Someone takes off their tefillin and puts on a tefillin a few hours later. You don't make another bracha? Of course you make another bracha. Of course there's another bracha. Person takes off his talis. We always have in shul, I don't know what the Rav says here, we always have by the break on Yom Kippur, the big shaila, about making a bracha on the talis again. You know, you take a break from a mitzvah and then you do it again, you have to make another bracha. How big is the break? What was your intention? But you have to make another bracha. So the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say, it's not enough to tell me that the mitzvah applies all day. Other mitzvahs that apply all day, we still make a bracha when we're Mesiach Das from it, and then we come back to it. Why is Torah different? That's interesting. I'm a Talmud of Chaim Berlin, so we learn a lot of Pachad Yitzchak. And Pachad Yitzchak is really a machshava sefer. But in the Shavuos Pachad Yitzchak, there are a few ma'amara that deal with the sugyas of Talmud Torah. Very, very interesting. And he says something fascinating there. He says that there's a quality in halacha of Talmud Torah that's different than every other mitzvah. And he brings a few proofs to this. And the Avuhayin Dekulu, the source of all of that, is the famous Rish Lakish in Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes, where Rish Lakish says, Pa'amim should be Tula Zuhi Yisaida, or be Tula Zuhi Kiyuma. There are times that when I'm Mevatel Torah, that's the establishment of Torah. That's the embodiment of Torah. Rish Lakish brings as proof from the breaking of the Luchais. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchais. We can certainly call that Bitula Shel Torah. It was a Bittul of Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, because it served to bring Klal Yisrael back to Hashem, it served to bring back the loyalty of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response was Asher Shibarta Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta. So Rish Lakish says there's a concept that interrupting Torah, stopping to learn Torah, can be the very yesod of Torah, says Rashi. This Rashi is astonishing. Rashi says that if somebody stops learning Torah, the examples of Rashi are lehachnosas kala or lehalvoyas ames. Someone stops learning Torah, it's harei hu ke'ilu, he was learning Torah the whole time. It's not just that it's okay to stop. This is very fundamentally different than other mitzvahs. It's not that it's okay to stop learning. It's that that interruption is learning. That's considered a continuation of one's learning. Another example of that would be, the Rishonim discussed this very, very, very incredible question. We have a rule that Oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. So if somebody, like the Gemara is in Masechta Sukkah, if somebody is on his way for Pidyon Shvuyim, let's say, he's pater from sitting in a sukkah. Oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. So what if somebody's learning Torah and it comes time to do a mitzvah? Do we say Oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah? Of course not. Even and this is astonishing because Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is the most chashuv of all mitzvahs, and it seems to have a weakness that no other mitzvah has. While all other mitzvahs, which are weaker, Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But Talmud Torah, although it has this tremendous strength, it has a tremendous weakness. That if I'm in the middle of doing Pidyon Shvuyim, if I'm in the middle of giving tzedakah, if I'm in the middle of tefillah, if I'm in the middle of any other mitzvah, I cannot interrupt that mitzvah to do a different mitzvah. But if I'm in the middle of learning Torah and it comes time to daven, if I'm in the middle of learning Torah and it comes time to shake a lulav, I can't say I was learning, I didn't shake a lulav yesterday. I have to stop learning in order to do that mitzvah. Why? So the Rishonim say that that's the whole purpose of learning. The Rishonim say that that's the whole idea. Lilmoid al menas lasis. It's not a weakness in Torah, it's the strength of Torah. It's because of Torah that I'm doing all that. All that that I'm doing is an extension of my Torah. And if you think about it in the context of this Rashi, I'm not interrupting my learning to go do mitzvahs. I'm continuing my learning as I do mitzvahs. The doing mitzvahs is like another level of my learning. I'm bringing it out practically in the world.
It's making a living.
That's a good, I'm going to get to that in a minute. The answer is yes, but let me get there. Yes. Yes, as we'll see in a minute.
Isn't that the broker? Lasuk, but the very sort.
You mean the inbound? I'm not sure. Could be last. So I just mean the. Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. It's interesting.
Torahs come on the Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a separate madriga. That's a yeah. Well, yes. You know, it's interesting. I think that you see this concept in Berachas Kriyas Shema. We just said. It struck me a few months ago. We say the same belibeinu bina lahavenu lahaskil lishmaya lilmaidu lelamed lishmar vilasais ulekayim is called divrei salmud tayrosecha. The lishmar vilasais ulekayim, not learning. So why do we say it's called divrei talmud tayrosecha, the learning of your Torah? We should say lishmar lasais ulekayim is called divrei tayrosecha. You see that in the bracha of Abba Rabba, which is about, Abba Rabba is not about the mitzvahs, it's about the Torah. You see that there's a context of doing the Torah, of being mekayim the Torah, that's part, it's under the umbrella of Salmo Torah Sefer, Lishmar, Vilasais, or Lekayim, es kol divrei Salmo. That's part of my Talmud Torah Sefer. That's under the umbrella of my learning Torah. And you see it in other ways as well. Things that are in support of Torah become enveloped under the flag of Torah. The famous Gemara in Saita, that the Gemara talks about the fact that if a woman drinks the Mei Hamarim of the Mei Saita, that if she has a schus, the schus pushes off the terrible effects of that water. And the Gemara discusses what schus is so powerful that it could push it off. And the Gemara at some point says that it's the schus of the Torah. Schus of Torah? Women don't have a chiyuv to learn Torah. So how could the schus of Torah, how could a woman have the schus of Torah? So the Gemara famously says that the schus of Torah is that the women send their children out to learn Torah, and they're natron. That they sit and wait for their husbands until they come home from Beis Medrash. They man the fort, they run the home, they provide the environment that allows for the husband to go learn, for the children to go learn. And then the Gemara says, and you have to realize what a chiddush this is. The Gemara says, a woman that does that, mi loy palginon ba'adayu, don't we split the star with them?
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Think about that. That means that the woman that supports my Torah, she doesn't just get schar as someone who is helping me do a mitzvah. It's as if she was learning Torah. Palginon ba'adayu, we split the star. Palginon ba'adayu. That's an incredible statement. If somebody helps me honor my father, do they get arichas yamim? There's no such a thing. It's a misayeya, it's a big schus. But if somebody helps me learn Torah, it's as if they learned Torah, and the truth is that this is the chiddush of the holy Yisachar Zevulun arrangement. There's no such a thing. If somebody can't wear tefillin, it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos tefillin, someone who's sick, who has a stomachache, can't wear tefillin, should support someone else who's wearing tefillin. There's no such halacha. It's many a sweet thing to do, but there's no such halacha. Someone can't wear tefillin, they can't wear tefillin. But in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it says that someone who's not capable of learning Torah should support someone else who's learning Torah. We kind of just nod at it because we kind of expect something like that. But if you think about it, it's an unbelievable chiddush. And it goes so far, the Chafetz Chaim writes that someone who supports people who learn Torah, when they go up to Shemayim after 120, they are Talmidei Chachamim. They have that Torah. They have the star of that Torah for real, as if they learned it. That's a big chiddush. It's unique to Torah. Pa'amim shabitula zuhi yisayda. It's unique to Torah. All other mitzvahs, if I assist in the mitzvah, I get the schar of assisting. If I help you do it, so I'm a helper. With Torah, if I help you do it, I'm in it. If I support it, I'm in it. And this is on all ends. If this is the outgrowth of my learning, so it supports my Torah in that way, it's part of my learning. If it's the preparation of my learning, it's part of my learning.
Who waits for the husband? Yes.
Exactly. 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 As if she sat and learned the sugya. When she goes up to Shemayim, You'll be like, this is schar for the ktsais. Ktsais, I never learned the ktsais in my life. Yeah, but your husband learned the ktsais. Mamish schar talmud Torah mamish. And lahalacha, this is not, this is halacha shir. This is lahalacha. That's what it says, lahalacha. It says, that's what the Gemara paskins. This halacha of Yisachar Zavulun is a halacha, Reish Mem Vav and Shulchan Aruch. It's a halacha. It becomes a din of Talmud Torah. And because of that, I think we're now ready to learn a Gra. The Gra has a sefer Shnois Elio on the Mishnayos, and a Masechta Peya on the words V'Salm L'Torah K'neged Kulam in the beginning of Peya. The Gra says something that is shocking. He says that it's true that you could be mekayim the din of Talmud Torah by just saying Kriya Shema in the morning and Kriya Shema in the evening. However, he says, it's not because I hold that that's enough. Really, a person's chiyav of Talmud Torah, like you said in the beginning, is to learn all day. That's a person's chiyav of Talmud Torah. But if a person, because they're doing mitzvahs, and then he says, like you pointed out before, he says, or he's oisek b'derech eres, shegam ze mitzvah, the words of the girl, shegam ze mitzvah, he says, so then, it's still called la yamosh ha'tayra hazem mipicha. Somebody who learns in the morning, and then is oisek in his parnosa, and then learns again at night, it's still cool that he learned the entire day Talmud, not like Rabbi Yossi, like the Chachamim. Like the Chachamim that say that Talmud means always. According to Rabbi Yossi, you could stop. It doesn't have to be called Talmud Torah the rest of the day. But according to the Chachamim, we say Talmud means always, mamish. So if we get up in the morning and we learn a little bit, but then what could I do? I'd love to learn all day. The Haraya, on Memorial Day, I am learning. But I would love to learn all day, but what can I do? I have a family to support. I have tzrachim, I have needs, I have things that I need to take care of that I understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants me to do. Gam ze mitzvah, that's also a mitzvah that's encapsulated in La Yomish. You may ask if that's true, so why do you even have to learn in the morning and at night? That's the second half of the pasuk. La Yomish atayra azem ipicha yur mekayim by fulfilling the Torah. By learning Torah when you can, but it still says v'hagisa b'yoyimam v'layla, learn day and night. And that, Rabbi Yisai, is the pshat in the Rambam. And if you look carefully at that Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, it was number 5. If you look carefully at that Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam says that a person has to learn Torah even if it's difficult. He's not talking about someone that has all day. He's talking about someone who is difficult for them. And such a person, chayav l'kvaya zman, b'yoyim u'b'layla, not d'chsiv l'yamosh b'tayra azem mipicha. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, d'chsiv v'hagisa b'yoyim u'b'layla. You have to, even if you're so busy, and your fulfillment of the Torah encompasses the whole day, you still have to make sure to learn Torah b'boker u'b'erev, because it says, v'hagisa b'yoyim u'b'layla. And that means that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that says that a person could say Kriya Shema in the morning and in the evening, although the Gra said that the Ran holds, that that's only according to Rabbi Yossi, the Gra himself holds, and he holds that the Ramah, who brings it La'alach and Shulchan Aruch, holds that it's even according to the Chachamim. It's a Shasat Chak. Don't be Seimach on it. It's a real Shasat Chak. Shaila, if you're allowed to tell it to an Amaretz, it's a little bit secret information for us, Talmidei Chachamim, it's a big shaila we could tell it to Amaratzim. But the idea that I could apply myself fully to Torah, but that doesn't mean that all day I didn't have the ability to learn Torah. But the totality of my life is Torah, and therefore I'm kaveya that Zman Shachris and Zman Arvis, because it says the Isabai, Yaimam Valaila, but that creates a layamush quality to my life. It creates a quality that my life is a life of complete Talmud Torah. And before I continue, I just want to take a minute to say that, like, a person that lives this way, you have to realize that means that a person living that way is living a life of full Talmud Torah. There are people, there are tzaddikim, and I'm sure many of them are in this room, that learn as much as they could, and then they do all the other things they need to do. and they consider themselves not to be one of the learners. I'm not a learning guy, I'm a working guy. Like today we have all these categories and levels and who knows what, boxes to check. It's not true. A person that applies himself to learning Torah as much as he can and then spends the rest of the time the way he understands the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants him to, like the Gra says, Shegam Zeh Mitzvah, that the words of the Gra, that person is a person whose entire life is Torah. And it's important to recognize that his entire life is based and a foundation of Torah. And with that, we can understand the two sugyas. Of course, Rabbi Yishmael told his nephew, you want to go learn Greek philosophy, which is not necessary for you and not important for you to know? Find a time that's not day and not night, and you could and learn it then. Because your chi of Talmud Torah is all day and all night. I do not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Oh, you have a job? The osafta digonecha? No. Haneg bohem minig derech eretz. Then you have to do your job. Haneg bohem minig derech eretz. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai himself says, this is crazy. We're all going to be working with Torah Matahei Olel. And we have to daven for that opportunity of Oysa Ritzainai Shalmakim, that Malachta Nasus Al Yidei Acherim. But, of course, if a person has to apply himself, the quality of Torah, the quality of Layamish, the special, unique Midah of Torah, that it doesn't just fill the time of learning Torah, it fills the hachana for Torah, the support of Torah, what comes out of Torah, that unique thing that fills a person's entire life. So even if a person is just being kaira kriyash mashakras va'arvis, but if there's quality in what he's doing in between those two things, and there's meaning and purpose and a sense of ratzon Hashem to what's going on in between, that gives a layamush quality to the entirety of his life. Now, all of this explains the Rambam and the sugyas, but I just want to bring out, Rav Tully told me if I want, I could end off or start off with a vart. I have this thing that I like, right? That's what we talked about?
100%.
Okay, so I have this thing, I don't like to bring in a random vart. I like to learn the sugya and to see what vart the sugya is telling me. I think there's something unbelievable here. The Torah is, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Torah. Histakel v'yiraisu bara alma. The neshama of the whole world is the Torah. Everything that exists in this world has its source in the Torah. And if that's true in the world, the Torah tells us that needs to be true in our lives. Everything that exists in my life comes from a foundation of Torah. It's not a weakness in Torah that everything that I do is called Talmud Torah. It's the strength of Torah, because Torah is the oxygen of everything in my life. So, of course, I learn Torah as much as I can, and I create those amudim, those pillars of learning Torah during the day and learning Torah at night. But everything that I do is informed by the Torah. The mitzvahs that I do, the hanhagos that I have, the way I run my job, everything is based on the Torah. And it's because of that hashkafa, it's because of that understanding of the role of Torah in our lives that it literally affects the halacha lemaisa. That if I stop learning to do something, that is called Torah. If Huttner once wrote, an interesting thing, he wrote, there's a simen muvak. There's a simen that you have for a person when they do other things, if you know if it's coming from the Torah, and that is how much cheshek they have to come back to learn. If you see that they're driven afterwards, after a day of hard work, or after going to do mitzvahs, or being Isaac in things, they feel a certain cheshek to come back, it means that the Torah was nourishing them all along. So that's I'll end with that bracha for all of us, that we should be zeichet to find that foundation of Torah in our lives, and that it should be able to spread out and encapsulate every area of our life.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.